Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. We'll have Jean Houston say the invocation, and I'll say the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we're deeply grateful for our many blessings. We're thankful for the opportunity to live in this beautiful valley and to be a part of this town advisory board and have the opportunity to discuss and to make decisions on things that affect us here in this valley. We ask that we'll have the insight and the thy spirit to guide us in those things that we discuss here this evening, that we'll know what's best and what will benefit us here in this valley. We're thankful for all our many blessings and for all that thou hast done for us. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm Marjorie Holland. I'm the chairman of the Moab Valley Town Advisory Board.
I'm Kristen Pearson. I'm vice chairman.
Lois Hall, member.
Jean Houston, member.
Your turn, Janice. Okay, we'll open it up to public comment. If anybody has public comment to make now on an item on the agenda, they can get up and speak their piece now, or if they can't, stay until the item is heard. Any of you four want to speak now? No? Okay. Okay, we're going to go for an approval of the July 10th, 2019 minutes. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll go for an approval of the agenda for July 31st, 2019. And I'll combine or delete any items. Lois has made a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? What did we determine on the budget thing?
If it's not on there, we're not talking about it.
Okay. Okay, planning and zoning. WS 190520, Overton Power District Number 5, waiver of development standards for the following. One, non-residential buildings to have an entrance facing Moapa Valley Boulevard. Two, a detached sidewalk. And three, alternative landscaping. Design review for an addition to the existing office building on a portion of 21.1 acres in the M1 light manufacturing zone within the Moapa Valley Overlay District, generally located on the southwest corner of Briner Avenue and Moapa Valley Boulevard within Moapa Valley.
You're up.
You're up, Randy.
Do I say please? Please?
State your name and
okay.
Your...
Randall Ozaki, Overton Power District Manager of Engineering.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just talk about what you're doing.
What you're doing exactly.
So we're doing an addition to the building. Mm-hmm. The two main purposes of this addition is to increase the conference room that we meet in. It's outgrown, we're kind of outgrowing the size of it. And also we're adding a control center, which is a WEC requirement that in the future when we become part of WEC, we have a control center that's a secure area that can't, it has secure locking mechanisms and security around that.
What is WEC?
WEC is the Western Electricity Coordinating Council, oh. And that's where we fall into the grid of the whole United States, Canada, okay. And Mexico. So that's just the governing body for our area.
How many square feet is this addition that you're building?
It's around 1,800 square feet.
You're doing additional parking too, right?
Yes, okay. To meet the requirements.
Does the board have any more questions for him?
Well, you might mention that the reason the entrance is where it is, it's always been there, and yeah. They don't want to have to change that. And the reason they don't want to do detached sidewalk is because the sidewalk is currently attached. And when we approved an overlay district years and years ago, we talked about doing a detached sidewalk with landscaping in front of it and landscaping after it.
So what is a detached sidewalk?
If you go into Vegas and you see the sidewalk that's not against the curb, it's the meandering sidewalk that's somewhere behind the curb, and they got landscaping in front with trees and landscaping behind. It was a kind of a beautification, try to something to bring into the valley And as we do construction, we was hoping to make something, like when you drive through Caliente, for example.
Yeah.
And you see the landscaping on both sides and trees and stuff, to make something a little prettier to look at. But the sidewalk is already existing, and there'd be no reason to pull it out and detach it and put landscaping in front of it. That's whatever. So you discuss the items.
Okay. Does the audience have any questions for Randy? No?
I'll make a motion. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Anybody else? I'll make a motion that we approve the waiver of development standards for WS 190520 for non-residential building to have an entrance on Moapa Valley Boulevard, not to have a detached sidewalk, and to use alternative landscaping.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passed.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Randall, where's your next meeting? Planning Commission on August 20th. I will try to remember to send you guys some information if you need to go or not.
Okay, thank you.
If it's on consent. I don't know, with the waivers, it may not be on consent, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, now, comments by the general public. Are there any comments? Go ahead, John.
I have a comment. John Stastny, Clark County Parks and Recreation. My comment is not related to Parks and Recreation specifically, but the principal at the high school contacted me today and was asking about our meeting tonight because he wanted to bring up the crosswalk here and that it is faded and with school beginning soon. He wondered if it could just be mentioned.
Refreshed?
Yes, refreshed. And I'm not sure. I'm sure it's a state thing.
It's an end-up thing, yes.
The crosswalk up here across from the library?
Yeah,
across from the library across the street?
That's the extent of what I had.
Yes, we'll have Amelia get in touch with NDOT. I would think, aren't they kind of doing it countywide? I haven't driven much through the valley recently because I've been gone, but they normally spruce those things up before school, but it's right around the corner now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's next
and
week.
Amelia's been bugging them because, you know, we had NDOT before us, and they're supposed to hold public meetings, and I've been poking Amelia to poke them. And they're putting some dates together right now. So at least she's got a good contact, somebody that she's built a relationship with now. So we'll talk about all the crosswalks. I wouldn't address just this one.
Right.
Up by the school and...
down in the middle of town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
So we'll ask them. Can anyone do it as a project? Or is that... you'd got to get an encroachment permit for
right. You'd have to have
traffic
you'd
control
have to have traffic
place.
Control yeah. Because the traffic well, going down
big truck out with the flashing lights on it and they put it with their paint things
but the problem is the material they use for it when you watch them apply those they actually torch it on
because it's a reflective with glass in it or something crazy. Okay,
well it depends, they've got different types, but yeah.
When they did the new one up at the elementary at Skyline, I watched them do it, and they were torching it on.
It's a process.
So they
were they
rolling
pads?
Out of,
were
so
they
it's
pads?
More like a tape then.
Yeah, like tape.
Yeah.
That they roll
so they,
out.
And I've seen it where it's paint, and I see where they roll it out. Mm-hmm. They got to roll it down, heat it up.
Yeah,
heat it up. Okay. Well, we'll have her get to her contact. Did you want to mention the little playground?
Step up for that one. We have funding for the playground, and our plans are
playground where
directly behind this building at the Active Learning Center right behind us. Our plans when I last saw them were at 90%, but I believe it's going out to bid.
It's going out to bid.
Nice.
And it's a pirate ship theme.
Mm-hmm. It was
blue and yellow.
Yeah.
That was going to be black and red until Marilyn fell off her chair, and I picked her up and put her back on the chair, and I said, "I think
black and red is Las Vegas High School's colors."
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me. But anyway, she called Lisa and RPM just spitting fireballs and black and red. Do you know what the temperature is out here? And so yes, it's the school colors of blue and yellow. And it's a pretty elaborate looking little... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. It was real cute.
Yeah.
It takes out 90% of the sand that we have there now, but it does leave a little circle that has a little treasure chest in it
oh, cool.
of sand. and so it'll be fun for the kids still.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yes, sand is no longer allowed nationwide, and you know, it used to be the big thing. Back when I was growing up, that's where you built the playground, was on sand, but not anymore. But Moapa fought for their sandbox and won. And with the pirate's chest, we have a smidgen of sand as well. As long as the feral cats stay out of it, we'll all be fine.
So hopefully they'll have construction sometime soon. I never try to put a date on it, but I
don't
just
either.
Know when it's approved and they're seeking bids on it, that's a positive step. While we're talking about projects, the restroom in
Bowman
Park is also, it's been bid. I believe they awarded it, is what Peter Umo told me.
Okay.
And
they had to have, because it was supposed
Brimont.
To be summer.
It was Brimont.
Oh, good.
Won the bid
good.
On
I could have done
that's
that
good.
2 years
so.
Ago.
Yeah.
I hate to say that every time I see Vern Robinson, I think of a porta potty, but every time I drive by that porta potty, I think, gosh, what is wrong with this government that I work for that we still have not repaired that bathroom? And
it's not being torn down either. It's just the roof is being replaced and it's being repainted with new electrical.
Okay.
So the structure itself will remain because if
it's
they...
It's sound, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We have a park down in Maryland's district, Cheyenne and Nellis. And soccer, you know how huge soccer is. It has kind of a pseudo soccer field, and they're actually removing two ball fields. I wish we could transport them.
Yeah, be nice.
But they're junk. And going to put in two more soccer fields, and so we have to get a modular so that we can have programming. They're doing it at Von Tobel as well. It's like $400,000.
Oh,
for this
ridiculous.
For this little building. And of course, we were smart enough, at least it's going to be under 5,000 square feet, so we don't have to put sprinkles in, because then it would be $800,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just scratch my head every time I sit in those RPM meetings for these projects that we all know would be a fraction of the cost if it was done in the private sector. It's super
frustrating. Well, the other thing that kind of gets you is, when you look at the soft costs that the county charges themselves, $200,000 of that could be soft costs just going back to the county.
Yeah.
When you look at their budget, how they break it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was so they could
that's to
manage
cover your
whatever
pay
that's going on through the bid process and board the bid and paying the bills and whatever. They got $180,000, $200,000 on a $500,000 job. I'm thinking, well, really? Come on.
Yeah. You know, Jim Gibson.
I'd manage it for 10%.
No doubt.
Get it done.
Jim Gibson's a fairly new commissioner, and even though he was at mayor of the city of Henderson forever, he also was spitting fire the other day. He's trying to do a pickleball court in his district, and he went through that whole process. He had purchasing come in, he had RPM come in, he had public works come in, and it's... So that's good, right? If we have commissioners like Kirkpatrick and Gibson who are frustrated by it, maybe there can be some change down the road, because it certainly seems like there's room for us to get better at this. The bathroom's just, that's just silliness. I got a bathroom at Martin Luther King Park, which that's what Marilyn wanted to impart in me, that there are many parks that don't have bathrooms at all.
Right.
Martin Luther King Park is one of them, and our good friends at North Las Vegas held us up for 14 months trying to figure out where we were going to do the cuts and what pipe we were going to, bang into, and should it be on that side of the park or this side of the park. And it just is amazing how much time can go by on a project if somebody doesn't have their thumb on it. Mm-hmm. And that, I've been probably almost the whole time Marilyn's been in office trying to get this modular bathroom at Martin Luther King Park, because it has crazy good tennis courts, and every night there are dozens of kids there, and I'm afraid to know where they're going to bring us all. So we're very excited to get them a bathroom. It's just taking quite a while, but it's the system.
Very good.
But I'm so excited about that playground. I talk about it every time, because from the day that Tom Collins brought me out here, I said, little kids play in there? You know, I called it Hitler's Playground. It's another embarrassment for me that you could come around as an elected official and look at that and think that that was acceptable for those tiny little kids. So I'm super excited about that.
Now we need a playground at the ball fields with some four squares.
Yep.
that?
Well, we need two more early ball fields.
Well, I need that too.
We need two more ball fields.
Just be nice, because when we used to play down at Overton, it did have a play area. Yeah. Kids went on the swings and stuff, and that was one of the advantages of being there, but of course they didn't have concessions or nothing else. Now we got concessions up there. If we could find a place for it, because there's lots. Everybody brings their whole family.
Right, and so, they don't all play.
Well, they got to go run around out in the grass in the back, but if we had some type of play area for them, especially because right now they play four square between the bleachers.
Yeah.
Well, and
into people.
And it just gets irritating too sometimes because they're screaming and they're just being kids, having a great time, you know. And I provide balls just because it gives them something to do. And it would be nice if we could build something out.
It's on our budget, isn't it?
Yeah. But they could build that even before they do the ball fields because it would be a lot smaller budget.
Right, for sure.
I mean, because we're talking a little bit of concrete, you could do the four square, and then you can get some stuff for them to climb on and stuff.
As far as an actual playground goes, we're looking at $1 million again.
For this thing?
No, not just this one, but we'd like something. I've always envisioned something like at one of the parks, like at Overton Park or Bowler Park, that you could actually get 20 kids on.
Right.
That's what we need.
The gushy, that gushy stuff with the all inclusive. That's $1 million.
Oh. By the time you get there, we'll go again. But the bathroom roof is 100,000. So
I got a question. If I could get an Eagle Project on and have them go build some four square, just pick an area.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, back into the field in the dirt area there, and build a couple set of four squares and just pour some concrete. Put some white lines on it and call it good.
I go through RPM for everything, John Andrew. But John Andrew's real good. We've got one young man that wants to do a bike rack, and John is saying he can get the concrete for him. It's just a matter of planning and coordinating within RPM. And it definitely would be a yes, but why not go for what we can do, what we can get from RPM on the way there?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
It could be an Eagle Project, or even Little League itself could do it and pay part of the cost or whatever.
Yep.
I think it needs to happen.
Yeah, I agree.
I hate to bring up the T word, but didn't Moapa tax themselves?
That was to build a community center.
Something? Would Moapa Valley do anything like that to add a playground or to add a ball field? I mean, you know, we can sit here year after year, decade after decade, and say, oh, yeah, we've been asking for those two ball fields. You know, my kids were in middle school. I mean, is that...
Well, if you're going to tax yourself, then you need to build a sport complex. Build the whole thing. Soccer fields, parking area.
Right.
You're going to tax it, do the whole thing.
Well, you got a pretty big election coming up in 2020. I think a lot of people are going to show up, so maybe...
But you see what I'm saying? Because there's a plan for a whole sports complex there, including soccer fields.
Which would have dual purposes, parking during the fair, and then just put back into soccer condition throughout the remainder of the year.
Absolutely. Benefits there. Plus, tons of benefits.
Whatever. And I haven't seen the plan for years, but I know James had the plan. I've seen that.
Yeah,
it's probably still out there. It had, and it was built on both sides of Matus, you know, with parking down here, playground, running track going all the way around it, soccer fields.
Right now, that's a key issue because just the last 2 days, I've had two separate people call me and have concerns about. It's football season starting. It's also soccer, and there's a baseball team that's practicing. Baseball team and the football people got into it last night at Overton Park because football is searching for lighted fields to practice on after it drops down under 100 degrees around there. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when baseball is practicing. And then you've got Parks and Rec Soccer, which has grown so much that we do all the elementary kids up in Moapa, but it's so big now we've had to move the middle schoolers to the sports complex. And there's just not enough of it space. They always want to bring up the middle school, and I'm just like, that's just a bridge that's been burned. Those poles are gone. They're not coming back. Mm-hmm. It takes a long work. But
that's another $1 million.
Because Gene's talking about the sports complex.
Yeah.
Lighting's outrageously expensive. But, lighting.
Yes. And that's right to say the sports complex makes sense in that we've got poles up. We've got the raceways done for all of it. Not the poles for all of it, but the poles for the center of it. It's just... I agree with Janice on the tax. I agree with Gene on we just need to do stuff so that people have a place to go that's one stop, so to say. It's got a playground. It's got parking. It's got a concession stand. It's got lights.
Bathrooms.
That's what we're lacking.
Yeah, focus on a complex.
So it'd be like the Moapa Valley.
I'm just saying if you're
going to
do a tax, you might as well do the project instead of doing a piece of it.
Right.
Do the project, tax it over the next 30 years or whatever you're going to do and go for it.
Sure.
And how many votes does that take? Is that going to go through two elections or?
I got to check with Joe on all that, but the earlier we start talking about it, the better, because that election's going to be here in a minute.
Well, that's something to talk about. I think you would find support for that.
Well, I can ask Amelia to put it on an agenda, and
what they'd have to do is figure out what the cost is, and to figure out what the tax increase
would be
yeah, based on land, what
so
you have.
Proposal to RPM for a cost estimate on the build-out project. Well, that's Chuck.
Off the record, I'd rather pay a private joint to build it, and then we'll buy it from them.
We've talked about that in the past, and it's just Wes Adams was willing to do all the dirt work to level things out and get stuff done.
Yeah, I tried to make that deal with Cedarburg while you were around back years ago to build all four fields. For the cost that we had for the two fields, I could have got the labor donated, equipment there. All we had to do was come up with fuel costs. Guy Doty was going to take care of the survey, and we had that all set up, and we could have done all four ball fields at one time. They could not, it had to go out to bid. Well, okay, put the requirements on it, say you're going to have to donate your labor, you know.
Yes.
Who wants to bid on it? But he says they just couldn't figure out a way to do it.
Well, Marilyn is able to work the system a little better, so let's start the conversation again.
Yeah, well,
I
couldn't
talk about this
Dennis.
Every budget,
just,
every year.
It just didn't happen.
Right.
That was a long time ago.
We got to stop taking, we can't do it for an answer.
It's something that's needed, and there again, just so you guys all know, I'm not a baseball player and I'm not a softball player. I just love that people are doing things, just with all
recreation.
Of our recreation.
That's what we're all about.
Well, right. And if you do the sports complex, it's going to have multiple things.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's why I say on a baseball outfield, you can do soccer, you can do football.
Well, in the sports complex, it's going to have actual soccer fields.
Right, which would be excellent. Just I'm just saying, we just need more lit turf.
Right.
As a valid, not as Parks and Rec, as a valid.
No, right.
Yeah, one of those fields need to be a 90-foot diamond.
Well, we were hoping for two. One is a convertible. So then the high school, because we have that partnership with Clark County School District, they could host tournaments like they do in the ski. And
right.
I'd
look to host the state tournament for the state of Nevada, and that was on the offer for me to do for the girls. The issue that they had was places for people to come and stay. That's what, and so it ended up being in Boulder City. But we didn't have enough rooms to come, and they could have stayed in Mesquite and stuff and come here. But
last year wasn't Mesquite, the softball and baseball were both.
Right, but they had the rooms, yeah. And that's the issue that we have here. We'd have to have more space for
Airbnb
the people.
Airbnb for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Yeah. I have an RPM.
See, I got a 4-bedroom house. I can take three of you. You know.
Well, I will look into, because I'm sure there's a whole bunch I don't know about either neighborhood meetings or whatever kind of meetings it's going to entail, but I'm happy to start that conversation with somebody.
Okay.
So, more to come.
Any more public comment? Our next meeting is August 14th, 2019 at 7 p.m. We'll see you all there.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do we have something on that meeting?
Yes.